The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people! What? They. Whoa.
There is some curious happenings in Cleveland regarding Odell Beckham Jr. We'll get to that, but we start with the game that you were in the building for in Brooklyn. Two of the East's best. The Hawks were in town to take on that man, Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant put on a show, but he wasn't alone. Jalen, what do you take away from this contest between two of the best in the East?
First and foremost, James Harden still looks basically like the player I saw against the Milwaukee Bucks, hobbling, trying to recover from a hamstring injury. I can literally see, now when you're at the game, you can see and hear everything. You get a chance to see and talk to everybody, right? And so that hamstring is something that he's still trying to recover from. So what you see is him trying to pick and choose his spots.
Mm-hmm.
So he had 0 points, probably like 8 or 9 assists, and right before the half, go between the legs. Big three. You know, they up double digits, get a couple of shots in the second half. The other thing is, I love how they was moving KD around. Down screens for KD, curl, elbow shot, backdoor cut, dunk, getting it to him in transition. But the key for this team early, and they relying on him so heavily, and he's delivered, LaMarcus Aldridge. Have you noticed he has the best jump shot percentage of any player in the NBA so far this season?
Well, they always talk about the mid-range is dead, and DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge are like, okay, fine. If you guys are just going to guard the three-point line and layups, well, then I'll just make a living in between.
And I'm glad you went there, because those two players also expanded their games, and they both now can also shoot threes. And this is, for example, a player like Ben Simmons playing on the perimeter. As you advance in your career, those are the type of things you hope to keep adding to your game. But on the other side, DeAndre Hunter was balling too.
Yeah.
He was making threes. I think he was 5 for 5 in the first half. So it was a good win for the Nets. Trae Young struggled from the floor. And it was good to see the Nets get a win against a Hawks team that I felt like going into the game. And I was saying it to you. I was like, you know, disappointed in what I saw with the Nets early. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was like, the Hawks on their heels. But when I'm standing in the gym and I look that KD is really 7 foot tall, I'm like,
they'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Well, you said that you wouldn't pick the Nets to win the East unless they had Kyrie Irving. And there is a small, minuscule piece of news regarding that. The mayor-elect Eric Adams has said that he might revisit the COVID vaccines. And if I'm the Nets, I'm like, Mr. Mayor-elect, please be quiet, because we want him to get vaccinated. Because mayors who haven't gotten to office yet, they say all kinds of things that don't actually end up happening. But do you think this will change Kyrie's approach to getting vaccinated or not?
I believe he's going to play this season. Whether it's because he gets vaccinated, which we've talked about, and I just hope that it happens during the holiday season.
I think he's already vaccinated.
He's in the giving season. Give NBA fans back the between the leg, behind the back, left hand. I just need that back in my life. With that being said, I agree with you. Because you're the mayor and you say you want to do something, we all know politicians don't always do what they say.
Exactly.
But this could be something that helps his popularity a lot. They're also about that as well. So I believe if it's something he can do, he will do, because he put it out there.
Jalen, two more teams in the Eastern Conference that have championship or at least playoff aspirations. The Bulls, who are hot out of the gate, and the 76ers faced off. And Joel Embiid and Seth Curry said, we don't need Ben Simmons.
Well, the thing I also took away from, we just talked about it. That's a terrific block by Joel Embiid late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what we probably should be showing? DeMar DeRozan did that same move earlier in the game, and he reverse dunked it.
Not, you know what I mean? Like, that was actually called a foul and got reversed.
And so, like, I like what I've seen from his game this year. DeMar DeRozan's been killing. But Curry's been the person that they've relied on to make big shots in Philly. And on paper, as you start to build the team, his role has now become more important because he's a dead-eye shooter that's improved his ball handling. And now all of a sudden, he's went from being like a specialist to somebody that they can rely on to make big shots. And that's what he did in this game.
Yeah, he's no longer just a spot-up, catch-and-shoot, three-point shooter. He's playmaking for others. He's driving. He's doing a lot. It's good to see him progress because he's always been looked at as not Steph Curry, Seth Curry. But you mentioned DeRozan, and DeRozan has been absolutely on fire this season for the new-look Chicago Bulls. When you look at his numbers of what he's done this season, he's got a few games in the 30s. There's the reverse dunk you were talking about. Do you think he can maintain this kind of productivity throughout the full season?
Absolutely, because of how he's getting it.
Talk to me.
Do you see them hanging on the rim? Did you just see those dunks? Show those dunks again. Okay, that's the answer to your question. Ain't nothing wrong with his wheels. That's the whole thing. Like, he always was an elite scorer, a 20-plus point scorer. He added the three. He got stronger. He improved his ball handling. Now he's finishing at the rim. It's great to see how he's flourishing in Chicago. Look at that bang, bang, Siegel Street on the baseline.
It's not just mid-range jumpers like it was in Toronto. And I think because he was in San Antonio, people weren't really paying attention to his productivity. But now that he's on the new-look Bulls, they're winning early in the season. Everyone's paying attention to them. And he is fourth in the league in scoring. And I think he's going to stay around there for the full season. Hopefully he stays healthy. Jalen, we got some strange news yesterday regarding a game that a lot of us had circled on the calendar between the Packers and the Chiefs. Do you know who's not going to be participating in that game? A gentleman by the name of Aaron Rodgers that we spent all summer talking about. Do you remember Adams was out, Lazard was out with COVID, and Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID. And in August, he said he was immunized, which is different than vaccinated. Apparently there's some procedure that he was trying to get the same sort of protocol as being vaccinated, but it wasn't a vaccine. What do you make of all this weird news coming out of Green Bay?
I'm disappointed in the NFL. I'm disappointed in the Green Bay Packers. And I'm clearly most disappointed in Aaron Rodgers. Dog, you out here unvaxxed, all up in people's faces.
Acting like he's vaccinated too.
Like
what was the immunization tech?
Like,
wait, what did they do?
Like,
did he have a seance? Did he burn some sage? Did he go to a tarot card reader? Like, what is this procedure that he wanted to be the equivalent of vaccinated?
How many times has a human being not felt their best? And they say, you know what, I probably shouldn't give you a hug. I probably shouldn't shake your hand. I probably shouldn't get close to you because I'm sick. I'm not feeling my best.
Mm-hmm.
You out here unvaccinated and you know it. You should at least consider wearing a mask. And you know, these cameras work, right?
Yeah.
So now we're going to continue to show footage of this man standing here knowing he unvaccinated. To me, this is the equivalent of like somebody having an STD and not telling their partner.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Like this is technically foul. Illegal.
Yeah. This is foul to me.
And remember the Halloween party, dancing to Pooh Shiesty, dressed up as John Wick. Like, when you look back at all of his behaviors, knowing what we know now and knowing that he tested positive.
Amen.
And again, I'm going to say what I said yesterday. This really is a big day for Jordan Love. Jordan Love has the opportunity to establish himself as a true threat to become the next starting quarterback of the Packers. Or if he falls on his face, who knows what happens.
Let me drill this down a little more. So CD Lamb gets fined 4 or 5 times because his jersey was untucked, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to see Aaron Rodgers disciplined for this. He need to be missing some football games.
It puts the league in a very interesting position because he clearly was violating protocol.
Correct. And so if you don't discipline him and you don't punish him, that mutes everything
we've
ever said about the COVID protocols in the NFL.
It sends a message to the rest of the league. It's like, not everyone's going to be treated equally, especially in sports. The more productive players get more rope. But in this case, they are forced to hand some sort of discipline down, whether it's fines or suspensions or whatever, because of his violation of protocol.
He got to miss a couple games.
I hope Jordan Love is getting lots of rest. I hope he's studying the playbook because he's got a big day on Sunday. And the Chiefs are looking at this like, hey, maybe we can get right. We put up a win against the Packers after beating the Giants on Monday night. Maybe we're right.
Hey, dog, you out here breathing your hot breath in people's face knowing you unvaxxed. Come on, man. Come on.
Moving on to some other curious news in the National Football League. This is out of Cleveland. You have pointed out Odell Beckham's lack of productivity in Cleveland for years now.
Three of them.
And now we have head coach Kevin Stefanski or Baker Mayfield reacting to Odell Beckham Sr.'s Instagram post that we have all seen. Here's what the quarterback of the Browns had to say.
Deliberately not throwing the ball to an extremely talented player that I've done a lot of work with is it's an opinionated statement. I'll say that. I've had conversations with his dad before, man to man, face to face, and I was pretty surprised by the video and, you know, the intentions and the feelings behind it. I'd be lying if I said otherwise, but hurt? No, I'm good. I'll be all right. You know, if he's back, then we'll work through it and do whatever it takes. I can put my ego and pride to the side to win, because that's all I care about is winning.
It's one of those things where you see both sides. It's like Odell hasn't been targeted that much. And you're like, man, they should probably get the ball to him more. And then the quarterback is like, so you're trying to tell me that I'm not throwing the ball to an open receiver out of what, spite? Like, as you hear Baker speak, you're like, well, something tells me that he's probably trying to move the ball down the field in any way possible.
So it's only right, since I don't have, like, I love doing this job because when I speak, I want to make sure I always talk with integrity and it ain't personal. Right? So I don't have a personal, a rooting interest either way in how this goes for Baker, for Odell, for the Browns. Mm-hmm. But let me just tell you this. I'm going to say something that nobody else is saying. Odell quit on the Browns.
Oh, Odell quit on the Browns.
Yes.
Explain.
Soon as somebody pressed send on that video, you just sabotaged the whole locker room in the season. Mm. See, I didn't say it before then. And like, as a professional, we have to learn to separate church and state. And that's family, that's friends, that's people that represent us. When they put stuff out there in the atmosphere, they represent us. It's a reflection of us. And I'm almost sure, I would hope that is, that before his dad, shout out, I would love to have a father having my back.
But I love some of the hashtags like, he put in that post. Right. He's like, father first. So, he's riding for his son.
So I'm going to go there too. But I'm just saying, that's why I wanted to just set the table. Okay? I grew up without a father. I love the fact that he's protecting his son. But I'm pretty sure they collaborated before he pressed send.
Well, it also came out that Baker said he has not spoken to Odell. And after that post, Odell could have picked up his phone, called Baker and said, look, my dad loves me. That's just how he acts. But that's not me speaking. That's him.
Now, me, like other people, have been saying free OBJ. I gave the storyline for their season was going to be the relationship between Baker and Odell, while other people were predicting that they would go to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Right? And the reason why I did that, because I knew that this was a volatile cocktail that could potentially explode. And why is it doing so? Is because they're not playing to their potential and he's not being productive. So if you want to get traded, if you want to get cut because you're going to go somewhere else and ball, I want to see Odell go somewhere else and ball. He could come to Detroit and play with my guy, Jared Montana. Like, it's nothing to do with his game. I'm just saying, in this situation, when we look in the rearview mirror, he wants out. So now, how do you go about getting out if you're Ben Simmons?
Well, that's what this is.
If you're Odell Beckham Jr.
It did not end well in New York with the Giants. Like, it seems like 10 years ago, but it wasn't that long ago that it did not end well with the Giants. It does not look like it's going to end well with the Browns. And if you're another team, how eager are you to bring him into your locker room?
So, but here's the thing I want to make sure I acknowledge what I mean by quit. Okay? That means things ain't going the way I want them. So I'm going to kick and scream and not do anything until I leave.
That's what he's doing. Well, we'll see if he plays for the Browns the rest of the season.
That's
on the table that he will not play for the Browns the rest of the season.
Now, you can say that video shows clearly that there are plays that Odell's open.
That's every
Baker
receiver.
Didn't throw him the
That's
ball.
That's every receiver in the NFL.
Newsflash. If you did the all 22s on all of the receivers, you
every
could
receiver.
Always
every receiver's
see
dad
open.
Could post something.
Every wide receiver, when they go to the huddle, they tell the quarterback, I was open.
Of course they do, as they should. Jalen, if I were to tell you that the Trailblazers were going to play the Cavs and that one of these teams was off to a good start, you would automatically assume it was the Blazers, but in fact, it's the other way around. We're going to break down the Blazers right after this. Stay tuned. Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, there's been a lot of discussion about the Portland Trail Blazers. Not exactly starting the season on the right foot. They played the Cleveland Cavaliers. Usually, you can chalk that up as a win when you see the Cavs in the schedule. Not this year, not with Portland. Dame had a chance to win the game. However, I'm asked the question. Do you believe Dame Lillard, with three more years on his contract, plays out his contract in Portland, regardless of what he says about loyalty and being 10 toes down and staying with Portland? Do you think he stays with Portland through his contract?
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I know your answer. You just don't want to say into a microphone. I know what you're going to say. You just don't want to say it.
You know who their coach is?
Yes.
Okay.
Chauncey Billups.
You know he won Finals MVP for the Detroit Pistons, right?
Oh, I know that.
Got it.
Worked with us at ESPN in LA.
No, I don't think Dame finishes his career with the Blazers.
His contract.
This contract with the Blazers, I don't believe so.
Really?
I'm not saying that it's going to happen this week, but I just believe as the jockeying in the Western Conference continues to happen and he starts to get a little older in his career and they start to assess if they need to go forward with their core group or rebuild, That's when you then start having those conversations. You're not trading or like not wanting Dame to finish his career there and or vice versa because he ain't a beast. It is because he's a beast. And the problem is, did Nurkic play last night?
I think so.
See, that's what I'm saying. And so, like, it always is going to come back to Dame, CJ. And they looking like Tupac, like, where everybody else at?
It is
where
like
the other guys
if
at?
If you just look at the rosters on paper, they're comparable to the Jazz and the Nuggets. They look like one of the teams that should be in the top four of the West, yet they haven't found themselves there in the past couple seasons.
So they discovered found money in Carmelo Anthony. Why he ain't on their team?
He's putting up more points than everybody that comes off the bench except for Tyler Herro.
You see what I'm saying? That those are the type of things that make me believe that he won't finish his career with that team.
I think we heard some rumblings that he might not be long for Portland this offseason. They brought in Chauncey, and I think Chauncey is, you know, I don't know him as a head coach, but I know him as a colleague, is someone who can give you confidence.
Correct.
And I think Dame said, you know what? We got a new coach, new voice. Let's try this. Let's see what this is. And so far, it hasn't worked.
Well, the thing is, Chauncey's going to be a terrific coach. Ime Udoka is as well in Boston. What ends up happening, and also Willie Green. There's a reason why those teams changed coaches.
Yeah.
Because those situations had issues.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That need to get ironed out. And guess what? They don't get ironed out in 8 games.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen the first 3 weeks of the season.
Rick Carlisle's a good coach in Indiana. They got things they still need to iron out. Big win last night. Miles Turner hit 7 threes. And so this is definitely not a reflection of Chauncey. It's a reflection of where Dame is at this point of his career age-wise, where they sit in the Western Conference, and if they feel they have a core group to build around. I don't necessarily see that with them.
I don't either.
That's the problem.
We've seen this so many times before.
I love mama's boys, but Where everybody else at? Consistently.
You look at the Trailblazers, they should be doing much better than a team like the Memphis Grizzlies, who played the Nuggets last night and got a good win. And they've got Ja Morant, and Ja Morant is single-handedly winning them games. Look at what he did on a basketball court last night, Jalen Rose. I've seen all your highlights. You have nothing like this in your whole entire playbook.
No.
Nothing like this.
No.
Look at this.
No.
Look at that.
I pulled a hamstring watching him do a 360. And the funny thing about it is I was having some wine.
Look at this.
I was like, I spilled some wine on myself. I was like, it was a freaky tales, Ja. And the thing about having him, and then on the other side, how about the Joker, though?
I know. He needs help.
Like, his game, how it continued to expand, has been incredible. Like, he makes this shot 9 out of 10 times.
I'm concerned about the Joker. Because when they had Jamal Murray, it's like they had a nice 1-2 punch. They signed Michael Porter Jr. to this contract, and they expect more from Michael Porter Jr. than what they're giving him right now. He needs help.
Aaron Gordon.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes. Those were supposed to be the pieces. They were supposed to elevate them to a championship level, and now they're losing to the Grizzlies.
And also, my guy Will Barton be balling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now you get a healthy Murray back, and you get those forwards. You need Porter to... start cutting and moving and getting in a defensive stance. And
Jalen,
so
there are a lot of jokes around the tri-state area that they should put Mike White in the Hall of Fame. They literally put Mike White in the Hall of Fame. They literally did it. I'll explain how right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Doubleheader on Friday on ESPN starting at 7:30. It is the champion Bucks going up against the Celtics, and then the red hot Bulls travel to the Bay to take on the even redder hot Warriors at 10 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen,
what up, Mike White had a great game for the Jets, brought them to a win. There are jokes about putting him in the Hall of Fame. They literally put Mike White in the Hall of Fame after one start. His jersey is literally in the Hall of Fame after that one start.
It was all good just a week ago.
But they play.
Congratulations, Mike White.
They play the Colts tonight. Mr. Rose, they're getting 10.5 points. Can the Jets and Mike White, Hall of Famer, cover the spread?
This is not a good bet. Okay. For a team that struggled mightily offensively, you bet not be betting on them to have a
plus 10. He's a Hall of Famer, Jay.
No, dog.
We'll be back tomorrow every day, 4 o'clock,
Take the
ESPN
Colts.
2.
Shout Indy.
We always have to give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen, we don't have a lot of time for podcast exclusive. Tell the people why.
We don't have a lot of time for podcast exclusive, but we have some really, really big Jalen and Jacoby news to share with our audience. So for the World Cup that's taking place in a couple of years.
Doha. Doha's a dope MC name.
It is. I've been invited to be a world ambassador for the World Cup, along with Trevor Noah, Tracy McGrady, and my idol, Irvin Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm. One thing I love about this is a couple things. Number one, I'm sure they just told you could bring one person. And then you said, what about two? And they were like, they had to do some emails and phone calls. And me and nephew Troy are coming. And being Jalen Rose's plus one has brought me to some of the best places in my life. And I didn't have a passport. It expired. Passport's not easy to get.
Reach to them.
Not easy to get. Your passport expired, fix that right now. Because I was ready to pay these agencies $2,000 to get a passport. And they couldn't even help me. I called your assistant, Michelle, and said, I can't get a passport. I'm not going. But then I kept just pounding the pavement, just hitting the phones. I'm calling DC. I'm calling Chicago. I'm Googling everything I can Google. And finally, I called the same government agency for the fourth time. And they said, you can have an appointment in Honolulu. to get your passport. And I said, well, if I'm going to Honolulu, I'm just going to stay in Honolulu. I don't need to hang out with Jalen in Qatar. And then I called back again, and this young man was on the line of the phone. He said, we've got an 8:30 appointment in Stamford, Connecticut on Thursday. So I ran up there.
I looked down at my phone, and when Michelle sent that to me, I was like, yes.
So I don't have it in hand yet, but the lady behind the desk was very helpful. She promised me that it would be coming on Monday afternoon, and I can't wait. Tuesday, we'll be flying to Qatar, so you might not get some pods next week, but the pods the week after are going to be lots of tales from the road.
But what we can do, and that's why I wanted to make sure I continue to go live, because we're going to be in some incredible, incredible situations.
Mm-hmm.
Royal dinners. You're going to get your chance, Jacoby, to go on a yacht.
You keep saying that, but there's no yachts involved, dog.
You're going to get a chance to go on a yacht.
You just keep saying that.
Okay.
Even the people that were organizing it were like, okay, Jalen. not a yacht. It'd be a hotel. They said that.
All right. So what did you see on the itinerary then?
I haven't seen the itinerary.
Okay.
Well, they said, first of all, a couple things. Number one, the one thing I love about this whole trip is on the phone, they're like, and then we're going to have the NBA legends. They called you an NBA legend. They called you an NBA legend. They called you an NBA legend.
Actually, just so you know, the Players Association calls every former player an NBA legend.
That, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. For someone who played high school basketball at a low level, like if you have a jersey that you framed, I don't care if it's a G League jersey, I don't care if it's just you got cut in the preseason like Homicide, you're a legend.
If you looked at your bank account and you got U.S. dollars from the National Basketball Association, that makes you a legend.
You're a legend. You're a legend.
You know how many people dream about that?
Listen. I'm with it. You're a legend. If you played in the NBA, you're a legend. You could have been the 13th person on the bench on the practice squad and got in the game for 2 minutes and then got cut. You're a legend.
And you know what else that allows you to do? Change the dynamics of your family.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jay, because I'm going to give my kids like a big old kiss and hugs. I might not come back. I get out there halfway around the world and I can find myself a nice little pocket. You know, be a bartender at a hotel or something. I might just take a couple years off of the family, come back when they're, and just tell my wife, like, I'll be back in a couple years.
I'm already acknowledging that this is going to be the greatest trip I've been on and probably will ever go on.
Because I love
that's
it.
How incredible
I
this
love
trip
it because you have lots of obligations, appearances, photo ops, interviews, camera crew following you. I can do whatever I want. The itinerary is set up for you. It ain't set up for me. They don't care. They don't care whether if Jacoby's at the arena touring. They don't need Jacoby in the photo ops. They need Jalen. Me and Troy are gonna be. You're not gonna see me and Troy the whole time. You'll see us on a plane over there and the plane back. You're gonna be asking us how our trip was. That's right. What's gonna happen.
Exactly. I'll be with the Secret Service and a royal family.
They said the Royal Guard will be with you all times. I was like, that sounds like a good thing. Actually, sounds like a bad thing. actually sounds like not what I need. So you mean the Royal Guard will be with Jalen the whole time? Okay. All right, great. Great. I'll be dipping off into a cab. Be like, take me to the wrong part of town.
Now, think about this. You always saw your wife, Joey,
mm-hmm.
go on an amazing yacht vacation with Magic that he takes, and it seems like he's there 6 months.
Every summer. He's there for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Who would have ever thought a guy that prayed to Larry Bird's poster playing basketball growing up would be on a trip to Doha, Qatar with my idol, your all-time great, Irvin Magic Johnson.
Well, the irony is that she planned to go on that yacht trip with my sister and her sister Zoe for months. She was ordering all the clothes, trying on the suits, sending back the ones that didn't fit right, getting new ones. I mean, she had her bag packed mentally like 2 months before the trip. She was so excited about this trip. She's been working hard, directing stuff, carved out her schedule professionally. And then I got COVID like 8 days before the trip, so she couldn't go.
Ooh.
And now here she is encouraging me to go on this one but I know that the words that come out of her mouth, she says, but in the back of her mind, she wants to smack me upside the head.
You're going to be on strict dad duty when you get back.
Oh, she might just leave for 2 weeks. I might not see her.
But wait to... Wait till the world sees, like, the palaces and the places that we're going to be. And this is going to be an incredible trip. I'm excited to go. Trevor Noah's also going. I'm a huge fan of his. Big He's funny. Yep. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Shout out to One Team. Shout out to Blink. For
yes, indeed. Together. Absolutely.
It feels like real because I didn't have the passport in hand. I was ready to give up. I was ready to give up on Tuesday.
Give it up to me.
I called Baby, at least 30 different places. I Googled everything. Everything. And I got this appointment. And you know
what happened?
You
got it done, buddy. Jacoby showed me his phone the other day. He had like 40 calls.
With no names.
With no names. Numbers. All numbers. Different area codes. Yeah. Trying to get a passport. It took him like 5 hours.
If your passport is expired, don't wait until you have to go somewhere to get it renewed. Telling you, because when I got the passport, it was 2010. It says expires in 2020. And when you look at it, you're like, well, that'll never happen. We'll never make it to 2020. I'll probably just teleport by then. We won't even need passports. We'll be living on Mars. It seems so far in the future.
So I have something I need to tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Before we had the official call a couple of days ago, the Zoom call, like normally if I need my passport, Michelle would just send me it. Like a copy of it or whatever, whatever.
She didn't let you hold it?
Right.
That's smart. But no, she knows you.
But no, hold on.
My wife just let me hold mine.
You know, like sometimes if I have to do something or whatever, like somebody say, hey, give me a copy of your license, copy of your passport, whatever. So she'll just email it to me or text it to me. Of course. But then before that call, we both was like, where is your actual passport? You know what I'm saying?
Tells me if you ain't going, I ain't going. I'm like, so I'm still going, right? I know Jalen's passport didn't work out, but I got mine, so I'm still going on the trip. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Jacoby. This is the plus one here.
Yeah, and we like, hold on, where is it? Where is it? I'm like, hold on, where is it? And I was out of town, so I'm like, yo. But I found it.
Where was it?
It's in Detroit.
Okay, good.
I got it.
Okay, good. That's funny, because I'm here struggling about my passport.
But I wasn't there. I was out of town. And I'm like, I haven't seen it in a couple of years.
Just call Troy.
You know what I mean? I hadn't seen it. I'm like,
You're on the phone with Troy, and you're like, oh, it's in the desk drawer on the left. He's looking at it. He doesn't see it. You're getting stressed out.
FaceTime. Yeah, FaceTime. You're going through the whole house.
Because you do that with
like
important
Easter
things.
Egg hunt.
Sometimes with important things, I put them in special places. Be like, this is so important. I need to put it somewhere super special. And I hide it from myself. That is a David Jacoby special right there.
Well, but also too, you got kids and you have small kids and stuff like that. And
that's not an excuse for being dumb, though.
No, but I'm saying like it's an important thing. Like you feel like you're putting it somewhere, not only where you can recall where it is, but so somebody else won't mess with it.
Yeah. You know, oh yeah, the kids were like they wanted to see their passports. Right. I was like, no, right. No, guys.
Exactly.
No. Right. No, yeah. My son had some like legal documents in his hand. He's like, what are these? I was like, no, it's
like no.
Anything that gets stamped with a notary public, right. You can't touch until you're 20 years you're old. Right. I don't even like touching stuff like that. My wife doesn't let me hold my passport, my birth certificate, or any of that. She's in charge of all of that because I'm a fool. There'll be a lot more updates about this trip. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow to preview Week 9 in the NFL and cover everything that's happening in Thursday Night Football and the NBA. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Shout to One Team, as Jacoby said. Shout to Blink. Shout to Lisa. Appreciate the love and her team, their squad. Also, check out today's Renaissance Man podcast. New episode, Neil Brennan is joining.
Yes, he's hilarious.
He's one of the writers.
One of the creators.
The Dave Chappelle Show and creators.
And many, many, many other projects that you love that he was behind the scenes on.
Baked.
Yes.
The classic
film.
Baked.
I'm going to call it a film.
And you know what he said to me that made total sense? When it first came out, people thought it flopped. It came out the same week as so many classics, including Titanic. And you know what that reminded me of? I ain't seen Titanic.
You are so black.
I was like, so black. I was like, I ain't seen Titanic.
The thing is you don't try to be this black, you just are. How have you not seen Titanic? Everybody in the world, it's the highest grossing film of all time. We'll be back tomorrow. We're gonna go watch Titanic. I'm putting Jalen up on this game.
I already know the movie plot.
What happens at the end?
The ship sinks.
Ship sinks.
Ship sinks.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
What's that? Leon Spinks, the Jinx. Ships be sinking. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.